FM. Connecting you. Right across Newcastle. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Crevo. De Novos. De Novos. De Novos. New FM.
Oh, hello, hello, welcome back. Oh,
Maddie's
to
back.
Myself.
Yeah, welcome back, back to yourself.
How are you guys?
Doing good. Great. We missed you.
Thank you. I missed you too. What's been happening? Riding solo.
God, too much to bloody keep you up to date in
a couple of minutes. But we had Jackson over there pressing buttons. He did a great job.
Killing it. I do have to say, just listening to the news, I've been a bit out of touch with the news this week. I love that the premiers are infighting.
Well, politics is right up your alley.
How dramatic. So. I'm not taking advice from her. They had the Ruby Princess.
Yeah. I think, look, we're saying it last week that it wouldn't hurt a Queensland politician's electoral chances for attacking New South Wales. Well, it doesn't hurt a West Australian politician's chances for attacking the East Coast generally. They're not very fond of us all.
Yeah, no, so. They can fire shots at pretty much anywhere over here.
Exactly.
And they'll do well out of it.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Tasmania included.
Yep. Don't bully Tasmania.
I'm not.
Poor old Tassie.
It's WA.
No, I'm saying
politicians.
To them, hands off Tassie.
You know what's so fascinating to me about this? The West and the East never fight. Like, you never hear the West Australian Premier like that having anything to do with New South Wales. So it's like...
It's a deep down in the psyche.
This Mark McGowan guy, like, get out of here.
Who was born in Newcastle.
Really?
Yes. So maybe someone should remind him of that fact.
Yeah. Before he gets so cross at us.
Exactly.
Us Western Australians. Well, coming up next, Hamish, of course, we have the latest.
That's right. We're going to find out everything re-COVID-19 that's been happening in the last 24 hours.
That's right. Right now, Hunters and Collectors kicking off your Thursday, 7 past 6. Good morning.
UFM. What's in Jade's box?
How's your car at the moment, Jade? Is it dirty? Is it clean?
It could do with a clean, to be perfectly honest with you. It's not the cleanest.
Yeah, people don't care about washing their cars these days, do they? But you should, because you can get it done for free. $75 worth. Jester's Car Wash is the prize on offer today for What's in Jade's Box. 13:10:09. The lines are open. Give it a shake, please, Jade.
All right, here we go.
Very light today.
It is light.
Light and quite small. All right, the first clue is you could pop the head off quite easily.
Your box is very loud today, Jade.
It is a loud box. You'll be right, precious. Probably, I reckon...
Give another clue.
Give another... Adults and kids can play with this.
Yeah, but probably more kids.
Adults collect it.
That's true as well. God,
so adults collect it and kids play with it.
Yeah.
You could pop the head off really easily.
Right, we're stumped people today.
Too hard.
One more clue. We're putting 30 seconds on the clock and that's it.
There's a TV show about it right now.
Oh, yes, of course.
No.
It just wrapped up on TV.
It did.
It was a finale this week.
Phone's everyone's not too ringing. Slow.
Oh, no. Stop. Yes, they are.
God, we've made this
Let's
easy.
Let's take the call. New FM, good morning. Who's this?
G'day, it's Simon.
Simon, how are you today? We've basically handed you this car wash, mate. Is your car filthy at the moat?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, you need to wash it, mate. You need to wash it. Okay, yep. What is it?
I think it's a little Lego dude.
Correct.
Yeah, of course it is.
Absolutely it is. Walking away with that Jester's car wash voucher, mate. What's on for your day today?
I'm nearly at work, so...
Work.
Long day ahead.
Yeah, jeez.
Work, all right, mate. Thank you for playing. Hold the line.
Oh, he's gone.
Could you have been? I love that.
At work, yeah. Everyone feels the same about it. When you're a long day at work, it's just like, no,
at least
man.
He's got his car washed now.
Yeah, I know. That's one less thing you got to do, Simon.
That's right. So when he gets home, all sorted.
Get excited about that because I hate vacuuming it. I don't mind leaving the outside of my car okay for a little bit. Yeah. Like getting dirty, but the inside, I'm
has
like,
has to be smooth.
And
all
now,
the time.
Someone put a lock on our work cupboard because I used to get the work vacuum machine when I did a weekend shift, and I'd go out and I'd just quickly give it a little like dust bust. But now I can't do that.
vacuum machine.
Yeah,
you
like
mean vacuum.
The vacuum. Yeah, the vacuum machine. It's,
you know,
not
that
a machine.
The
vacuuming machine.
13709 next though, Jay, we're talking about how many times have you injured the same body part?
Correct. So this is because Halsey's hurt a foot a few times in the last year. Like,
and we're not talking just a stubbed toe.
No, like bloody mess.
What is she doing?
Well, she's trying to catch butterflies and I don't even know what else she did that ended up in the moon boot, but we'll tell you after this.
Don't chase butterflies, people. The message of today. 6:24 right now, Sarah Bareilles, Brave at 105.3 New FM. Good morning.
New FM. Connecting you. Right across Newcastle. Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
De Novos. Do you follow us on Instagram? If not, follow us, please, at Jade Maddie Crevo. But I do have to say about Instagram, right? So it's connected to all of our, like, personal accounts.
Yeah.
So obviously we get each notification that comes up. And, Jade, you've taken it upon yourself, and I thank you for this, because I think Crevo and I are a little bit lazy with it.
Yeah.
You've really taken over the Instagram, and you've really done your little jazz with it.
I did see a few things pop up.
What in particular? Where's my jazz?
Okay, so some of the accounts that follow us back, I'm like, strange. Like, why would this place follow us? And I figured it out. So Clinic 20192 followed us. And there's been a few, like, cosmetic surgery places that have been following us on Instagram. I'm like, surely they're just not, like, finding it and giving
just
us a follow.
Like, there's an over-representative amount,
yes,
of surgical of cosmetic surgeons,
yeah,
into the show.
Nothing wrong with that.
Now,
what's wrong with a few follows from surgeries?
So I finally thought about, I know what she's doing. Just like you did with Carmex last week and you got your free lip gloss. You've thought, you know what? I've got the lip gloss. Next step, free Botox.
Now just got to get the lips.
I haven't got my lip gloss yet. I know mail's been slow, but...
So if you're a cosmetic surgery out there and you're listening at the moment and Jade has followed you on Instagram, that's why she's expecting some vouchers in the mail.
I don't expect a relationship. You massage me, I massage you. Yeah?
Are you doing that with a massage joint as well? I think they're closed still at the moment, but hey.
Oh, well. Guys, Halsey, she's a girl that I think needs a massage because she keeps injuring herself. She just needs to relax. Apparently, she was trying to catch a butterfly in the jungle. I don't know what jungle she was in, but this is what she tweeted. I broke my toe. Turns out the butterfly was already dead that she was trying to catch. So, obviously, it was on the ground and there was a wind, like a gust,
amongst the
jungle weaves, blowing this little butterfly along. She's running after it. She's, like, smashed her foot on a massive root of a 200-year-old jungle tree, and she's, like, broken it. So that was the first incident. Second incident, she said she was just being a stupid idiot, and now she's in a moon boot. So I think it was that embarrassing. She doesn't want to admit what she did. She just said she did a stupid idiot thing.
Well, yeah. Same foot.
Sets a precedent, doesn't it? Now
it really does.
This has all happened in just a couple of short months. So, yeah, we thought we'd turn this into a phone topic. Classic FM radio.
Yep.
Let's see if other people have similar stories.
Yeah, like,
that's the vibe we're going for.
Broken the same arm 3 times, maybe your coccyx a couple of times.
I thought you were going to say something else there.
No, for 13109, taking your calls next.
All right, doing it after brand new music from One Republic. This is Didn't I at New FM with the Novos. Good morning. Live across Newcastle, this is 105.3 New FM. Showers, chance of thunderstorm, Savo are 19 on the coast atop today, 19 at Maitland and the Valley. And on 13.10.09, we want to know, how many times have you injured the same body part?
Oh, I feel so sad.
Halsey, Jade, not, yes, having a great time at the moment.
No, so she's broken like a bone on the same like part of her body. So she broke her toe.
Yep.
Then she's subsequently broken the same bone in that leg, and she's in a moon boot now. So we were thinking to ourselves yesterday, wonder how many times someone's broken the same body part. Surely, like, someone's copped it five times.
Something along
those
lines.
In the same spot, maybe.
Because it can happen with the bigger bones, like in your arm, and you end up, like, it gets weaker.
Yeah.
And it breaks again there more easily.
Very easy.
My friend has broken his pinky toe on his right foot three times.
Ew.
I've done it once.
Ooh.
And it is the most painful experience I think I've ever been through.
Yeah, terrible.
Oh,
pinky
toes.
You can't wear your shoe. You're so incapacitated for such a small injury.
Oh, I'd be right. I'd just be wearing my thongs all the time. Life wouldn't change too much
for
me.
Anyway.
I know. I do. I love my thongs.
A tiny bone can really hurt is the lesson there.
But we're taking your calls this morning, 131009. How many times have you broken the same body part, Deb?
Four times I have broken my nose.
Oh, hell, four times.
You just love street fights? Or?
Yeah, not really. No.
So walk us through, when was the first time you broke your nose?
First time I was about 14 playing netball.
Yep.
And I still remember it clearly, and I was playing rep netball back in the day, playing against Hawkesbury River. Two people went. I went down for the ball at the same time as another one. Smacked my nose straight on the back of the other person's head.
Ew. Yeah. Ew. All right. Second time.
Second time was a basketball fair in the face, like full pelt right in the face.
Oh, Deb, yep. What is it with you and balls?
I know, right?
I know.
It's slapping you everywhere.
Jesus.
And then third time was actually one of the funniest. It was a can of pineapple fell out of a cupboard straight onto my nose at my brother's engagement party.
Deb!
I know.
Your idea of funny and mine's a bit different, I think.
Okay.
Well, it was a while ago.
Now it's funny to look back on.
All right, fourth time?
Fourth time was my son, who is now 28, but he was a toddler and, you know, mucking around, and he gave me a smashing headbutt.
Deb.
To the nose.
How is your nose, does it look different to when it did when you were younger?
Oh, hell yeah, it's so bent. And actually, my partner, when I was telling him about it, we've been together just 5 years, and he says to me, "So you weren't born like that?"
Oh, that's I've got a question. So when that obviously happens, you know, have you ever thought of getting a nose job?
Yeah, definitely.
Like, would you do it is it a finance thing? Like what's stopped that?
Yeah, so years ago I went to, like, when they talked about it and they said, no, wait till you're a bit older, because this all started younger.
Yeah.
And then, put it off, you know, doing whatever else. But, yeah, financing, you're spot on.
But do you know what, though, Deb? I'm sorry, like, I'm glad your partner can joke about it, but, like, you know what, sometimes you just have to deal with life, right? So, you're still the same person.
Oh, yeah. It's not that bad, I don't think.
You're
all right. You're okay,
Tim.
Right. I get by.
Whenever you feel down, you just look at pictures of footballers.
Oh, hell yeah. Much better than them.
Thanks for your call, Dan.
Thanks, Deb. Appreciate that. Lynn's next. Hey, Lynn.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Now, Lynn, tell us, can you top any of those stories?
Yeah, I've broken my right. I've broken my right leg five times.
Oh.
Okay, let's just a summary of the injuries.
Yeah.
Well, I was five and it was broken in three places at the same time. I was pushed off a really high super dip by a fat kid and then he jumped on me.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
I was pretty screwed and I had plaster from toe to hip in kindergarten on crutches. Thought I was pretty cool. Second time I was 15, first job door to door selling orange juice.
Oh.
And it started raining and I ran up these steps and they were concrete and I had Ugg boots on and I slipped and bang, ended up come home on crutches in plaster.
Oh my God. Third?
Third time I got hit by a drunk off duty ambulance driver. On my push bike.
No. Never heard that. I never saw that one coming.
No, it was better than Lynn. Number four?
That was it. That was the whole five.
Oh,
three times at once. Yeah.
You count three on the primary school one because it was three places. That's fair.
Gotcha, gotcha, yeah.
I got hit and went over the hangers and smashed my bike and,
Geez, you're lucky to be alive.
So I get a bit of an ache now because I'm old, so when it's a bit cold, it aches a little bit, but, I'm all right, I'm dealing. It's still straight.
That's lucky.
Thank you, Lynn. Wow. I've got to say, 10 out of 10 callers today.
I can't believe this. Level do we so go? Good. Do we risk going to Matthew?
I reckon we
should. All right, Matthew, how you going?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Really good. So tell us which body part and how many times.
So I've dislocated my left knee over 100 times.
That takes the game.
I'm glad we took the risk.
Let's not roll through each time.
No, but we don't have time.
Give us the gist. Why?
So, when I was 15, we just finished playing some street cricket, just walking back to the house, and I stepped in a pothole, and my foot turned 90 degrees to the left, and then my leg folded back underneath me. And my kneecap decided to go on a holiday to the side of my knee. And it sheared off a piece of bone.
Oh, so now it's just all flops around there.
Like
a couple of plates in a cupboard.
Sometimes. It depends on what I'm doing.
Matthew, have you thought about just chopping it off? Like, is that an option? Just saying. Like, if it's that many times, like, it must be more of a hindrance.
Have you ever been asked that question, Matthew?
Yeah, I make the joke all the time.
Yeah, that's a legitimate question. Like, of course.
I've only just now, that happened 14 years ago, I'm only just now seeing a physio and looking at a knee reconstruction. But, yeah, I stretched the ligaments and everything, and it got to the point where any time I slipped over, even sometimes when I tried to stand up, it would just pop out.
It's making me physically ill just thinking about it.
I'm sorry.
You took the cake today. I mean, that's an unbelievable story.
Good luck with everything, man, and good luck. And thank you for everyone that called the show today. Wow.
They just all, if you told people those stories, they go, nut fake.
Yeah.
You know what? Broken bone stories are so good for the radio because they're always, like, really left of, like, left of
centre. The lady delivering orange juice.
I was going to say, remember that time you were an orange juice salesman door-to-door? Nut, because no one's ever done that. Now, next we are switching gears. Something a little more serious. Matty, you want to take the floor and just have a little chat.
That's right. We're going to do it next here at the Novo 650. Good morning. 105.3 New FM with the Novo's Jade, Maddie and Crevo at 6.58.
Now, Maddie, you've been away a couple of days and you just want to have a chat about what's been happening, basically.
Yeah, so, look, I'm going to level with you guys completely here, and I've actually had a few people say to me, like, not to do this, right? So it's a little bit hard for me to talk about, but the reason that I feel so strongly about this is because, you know what, like, this job and this show and this radio station has been such a saving grace for my life. You know how much I love this place, and I love working with you guys. And the listeners that listen to this show are so good. We get so many messages, you know, all the time from people, like, supporting us. And I've been away for a few days, and a lot of people were messaging me, our listeners, and asking if it was okay. So I want to say thank you to them first and foremost for doing that. But I've been dealing with, like, quite a like, crisis in my life at the moment. So, you know, my whole adult life, I've been, you know, alone, dealing with big issues in my life with substances, you know, like alcohol, drugs. It's been a long-term struggle for me. And I struggled, like, quite a lot back in my early 20s, and radio represents to me why, like, the success in the work that I'd done to work past those issues.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've never, like, seeked any professional help. I've gone to hospital a few times, but, you know, you get lots of pamphlets and brochures, and, you know, it's really hard to make the first move to go and speak to somebody about it because, you know what, I get very closed up sometimes, and I find it, you know, hard to open up to people. So this is, like, incredibly difficult for me. I've been struggling again recently with this stuff, and it's something that I'm not proud of, and I wanted to talk about this because, you know what, this happens a lot, and there's a level of guilt that I feel when I don't come to work for 3 days. It's very unlike me.
Mm.
And it's not something that I'm trying to trivialize. I just want to talk about this because so many people, you know, might listen to this show and think, oh, you know, these guys, you know, there's an image that's portrayed to the public, mm. right?
Yeah.
And it's not all daisies and butterflies in life. And I've, in particular, been dealing with this, you know, I've been in a very dark place for quite a while.
Mm.
Yeah.
And for the first time, I've actually sought help. I've made the difficult phone call, and I've got to say, you know, there was a very late night this week where I was feeling like very alone, and I called Lifeline, and it was one of the, I think the best things I've ever done. So when wow. you might hear that number on the radio, 13 11 14, you know, it's not just a number. Like they've really helped me. You know, get a path forward here. And, you know, I've spoken to the guys, you know, the Hunter drug and alcohol support people, and they've just been so great. And sometimes, you know, you need to talk to somebody to get through these issues. And all I want to say is, you know, to anybody out there that's listening, I just want to say to you, and this is whether you're, you know, a teenager in the car, or, you know, you're any age, really. Maybe you're a family member that, you know, has been touched by these issues. Because I tell you what, there's every person that I know somebody that's been affected by drugs or alcohol.
Mm.
And it's such a huge issue, especially in the Hunter New England area. It's some of our rates are more than double the state average.
Yeah.
All I want to say to you is, like, please talk to your family and talk to your friends. And don't feel ashamed to call any of the support lines that are out there, because it might seem really hard, but it's really easy. And I just wanted to highlight those guys for doing such a great job here in the Hunter, because it's actually given me so much more confidence going forward that, you know, for once in my life, I can actually beat this.
Yeah, and you know what? You've taken the first step, Maddie, and we're really proud of you, you know, as a team, and, you know, working together on this show. So
you guys have been so supportive as well. And, you know, it's so easy to throw shit on UFM. A lot of people do. And I've got to say, New FM in this show has actually been, I've been quite transparent about the whole thing, and they've been so great. Like, like there's no other place I would want to work. They've been understanding, they've been there to help, and, you know, to help me with anything that I need with this. And I just want to say thank you to everyone here that's actually really helped me through this. And I'm, you know, it's still ongoing, but I feel really great about moving forward. And I just want to give out some numbers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. If like, this is a good opportunity. Yeah.
Please, like, look them up online, because it's honestly a phone call away. And sometimes you don't even know when these issues creep up on you.
Yeah.
And then they're there. And it's like, wow, how do I do this? So if you are, like, obviously feeling down or depressed, 13 11 14 is Lifeline. The National 24/7 Alcohol and Other Drugs Hotline. These guys, also great. I spoke to them, 1-800-250-015, and they'll put you in touch with the right people. And the Hunter Primary Care Drug and Alcohol Services, 4925-2259. It's something that I think that needs to be spoken more about.
Yeah.
It shouldn't. Don't feel ashamed if that's what you've been doing. You're dealing with, because it's a health issue.
Yeah.
And it's hard to deal with. And if you don't know how to approach a family or friend that's going through something, ring these guys and get some advice, please.
Mm.
Yeah. Hey, that's... Look, and thanks for sharing, because it gives, you know, it might... Even if that just helps one other person, that's a great job that you've done, because that's somebody's child, husband, wife, whatever.
Yeah, it's good to get the message out and, you know, to talk about it, like you said. And, you know, getting help and picking up the phone is the, you know, is the first step. And you've done that,
and
which is great.
I want this show to be a show where, you know, anybody can feel comfortable and call us up about anything. And I think, you know, it's we need to talk about the good things in our lives along with the bad things, because really we're human beings with issues and flaws.
Yeah, everyone's got them.
But that's okay.
Yeah. Well, thanks for sharing that.
And welcome back, Maddie.
Yeah, we love having
back.
You.
Good
yeah.
to be back. Thanks, guys. News time with Hamish next.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
New FM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
The Novos.
This
is so mad.
Hello.
New
The official Novos.
Oh my God, I'm so excited right now because I've been waiting to do this all week, Maddie. We couldn't have all the fun without you, sir. So we came across on the other week, last Monday, and was, in fact, that butt masks are a thing.
A butt mask.
A butt mask. So this is where you put, like, instead of putting a mask on your face, you put the mask on your bum. So
it's this not is like a new for a Halloween. Treatment. It's not for Halloween or something.
No, it's not. This is a full beauty treatment that you can do. And we didn't believe that this was a thing. But no, we got a phone call from the lovely Abby from Aceology, and she said, no, this is huge. Everyone's doing butt masks. They're giving their butts facials. So she said, you know, we're going to send you out a couple to try, and that is what we're going to do live right after this. We're going to be giving our butts a facial on our show.
Wow. So we're getting our pants off, basically.
Correct. We are taking our pants off, and we are going to be applying our butt facial mask to the cheeks.
Now, Hamish Crevo.
Yeah.
Get your chaps out, boys.
Now, if you don't believe this is happening, like, this is not a fake radio stunt.
No, this is legit.
We're about to kick off the new FM Facebook live stream, so you can come and just watch what's going on. We've set up, like, a little curtain sort of thing.
It's towel. We've tried to give us some
privacy.
We've
covered up a window into the studio, so your average punter can't just look in.
Because we are legit pulling our pants down in about 2 seconds.
Turn the lights down and play some, like, relaxing music, like a beauty salon.
Why not?
Whatever you want,
man. Let's go all out. So stick around, because we're going to be giving ourselves a butt facial straight after this.
Straight after this one, Jade. You're going to love this. Daryl Braithwaite, Horses.
Woo!
Thursday morning here at New FM, 7:13. Showers, chance of a thunderstorm, the Savo, 19, the top in the coast. Good morning. There he is, the man, Daryl Braithwaite, Horses, 105.3 New FM, 17 minutes past 7. And few things have made Jade this happy before.
Yes.
Tell us what we're doing.
We are about to give ourselves a butt facial.
Trying to make a pass, but I can't stop looking at my best friend's
butt. That is right.
This is so bad.
This is a thing. I didn't realise this was a thing until last Monday on the show. We got a call because Crevo and I, it was an article that came out.
Kesha loves them, apparently.
Like, butt mask? Who's putting a butt mask on? And then Abby called from Aceology. She's like, no, it's their best seller. She said, you know, everyone's buying these. Everyone's doing them now. And I was like, okay, let's try them then.
Now,
so
tell us the benefits of using a butt mask.
Okay, so
sell the science to us, Jade.
So this is the science. The average person spends more than 18 years of their adult life sitting. So when it comes to caring for our backside, Aceology knows no ifs, only buts. Aceology will be adding a range of butt masks to their already impressive suite of masks designed to firm, smooth and hydrate, because the skin on our bums deserves the same treatment as the rest of our body. Hear, hear, I say. So there's three.
Is that written in the cell?
No, that's me. That's me. So there's three masks that come in a pack. So it's a trio. So there's the smooth operator, which is harnessing the detoxifying power of green tea and licorice to gently exfoliate.
Licorice?
Combined with calming chamomile to fight buttony, smooth out bum bumps and refined texture.
That seems like a made up term.
No, well, so if you
jamming licorice on my bum.
Well, buttony is like basically if you work out a lot and you sweat and sometimes you might get the odd blemish on your butt cheeks. It is quite common. Okay. I've had the odd butt knee every now and again when I'm working out my Zumba room, so I'll take that one.
will ya?
There's Juicy Peach, which gives back to your hard-working butt with this moisture-boosting blend designed to hydrate skin around the bum for a more delicate derriere.
Next one.
I'm Bouncy. It's packed with skin-restoring peptides to provide an instant boost and supercharge with soybean ferment to give your best asset a lift-off.
Okay, so
there's a tightening.
Yeah, do you want the peach one or the soybean one?
Who's got the saggy bum?
Crevo's got the flat bum. My bum's a bit perkier, so let's...
You get the peach one. All right,
goes to Crevo.
Yep.
And, Maddie, you're getting the hydrate soothes and not... You get the juicy peach. So you're going to go first, Maddie.
Am I?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm opening it up. I'm just going to have a...
Have a smell. Have a whiff.
Is he supposed to smell a butt mask?
Yeah. Be nice, wouldn't it?
Oh, Jade, it's so wet. I can't sit down.
So get round behind that curtain and pull those pants down. And...
All right.
This is so exciting. So Maddie's ducking around the curtain now.
Yeah.
And what a day to wear jeans.
Yeah. Are they button up or you got a zipper?
Zipper. He's a zipper man.
This is so wet, guys. I think you underestimate. These are dripping.
Well, that's why I bought spare undies.
Well, that's why you got the hydrating mask.
No spare clothes.
Not my problem.
You'll be right. You'll do a nudie run.
I just put them on the butt.
Yep, so place the... So describe it. It's not like a liquid form, is it? It's like a sheet that you're placing on the butt.
You know what it sort of looks like?
What?
Because Manny just pulled it out of the packet there, and he is dancing around as he does that. It sort of looks like... these like cleaning wipes
yep.
that you get but for like wiping down leather or something.
Like a thicker baby wipe.
Yeah,
that just goes on the cheeks.
Amy, stop building me.
He's saving that for later.
You got it on?
That feels good.
Really?
All right, pop out round here.
Do you want to see?
Well, yeah, well, Krivo's got to go up next.
So, look, there's my underwear.
Oh, yep, red undies, everybody.
Red undies, ooh.
Makes you go faster, red, apparently. Okay, how you feeling?
Well, it's good.
Yeah?
It feels really good.
Amazing.
All right.
I'm so excited.
Is it my turn now?
You're up next.
Time to get that juicy peach happening.
So you're going to get a butt lift, Krivo. This is awesome. I never thought I'd be doing this in my radio career, and I'm psyched.
A little bit peachy, though, you do say that.
It smells peachy.
Well, mine's black.
Is it? Oh.
They're so black, aren't they? They're
yeah. Lux. The quality of the packaging is actually amazing. I'm really impressed. Really impressed.
I never thought I'd see Krivo taking his pants off in front of me. Now, Jade, we're getting a lot of comments on the new FM live stream.
Yes.
They're asking you to get your butt out. I knew that would start happening.
Oh, thank you.
Let's be honest.
This has got gold on the other side.
Oh, my God. Ooh. Yours is so luxurious.
Is it gold side down? I don't know.
Oh, I'm jealous. I want that one.
Gold side down.
Gold side towards the butt?
You know what? I think this range is all thanks to the Kardashians. Hey, everyone wants that perky, pumped-up bum these days.
Jackson, have you ever used the butt mask?
No, I haven't. And let me tell you, you're not getting a perky bum from a butt mask. Not a Kardashian bum.
Old man Krivo with his flat ass.
How you going? You look like you're fumbling a little bit, Krivo.
Very comfortable and not very normal. I'm just saying that. This is weird.
Normally, I think you'd be lying down on your stomach, getting someone to put this on you, your partner.
Get ready, Jade. Hop up.
All right, here we go. I'm going to hop up.
Can you go and tell... Just check that Krivo's...
All right. What do you want to check?
All right.
I've definitely done it. It's quite wet.
He's wearing khaki pants. This is the worst colour.
Oh, it's terrible.
All right, Jade.
My pants are down. All right, my flesh is out.
Your little peach is out on show.
Oh, wow, it smells amazing.
Wow, numbers just went up on the live stream.
Oh, big time. Is mine
gold too? Wow, they really are wet.
It's no joke.
Oh, this is incredible.
My hands are all wet now. It's a bit weird.
Yeah, but I'm sitting on it.
Mine's gold too. So they come in two sheets. So
put it on your ass, Jade. Put it on. Slap it. Come on. How do you feel?
It's very uncomfortable, honestly.
I will
sit on.
I'll bring my ass out so you can get it on the camera with the mask on.
You're FM live stream.
Numbers. If you want to go on Facebook and check it out, Jade's about to reveal herself with the butt mask on.
Benny, her husband.
Oh, my God.
Is that fully covered?
Yeah, sort of, I'm going to say. Oh, it's fell down. They don't stick particularly well.
Anyway, there we go, guys. So we're going to leave these on for how long? Half an hour?
They're meant to be 20 minutes, but we'll
they're coming off very soon. All right, going to the break right now. Back soon on UFM. Butt masks on and ready.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Taylor Swift, The Man, 105.3 New FM. Rate the Music is live now. Do you love that song? Do you hate it? Have your say, newfm.com.au. And this time, guys, very useful prize. There are always useful prizes with
Rate
the
Music. I know, it's good, isn't it? It
takes under 10 minutes. You could walk away with some beautiful Yumbo Rama meals delivered to your door. They're so convenient. So check out the website.
Delicious too. Yes. Rate the Music.
Yum.
We do and Say Things with Flowers next. This is where it's very, very distracting, Jade, with you bent over the desk with your backside out. What are you doing?
It's not fully out. It's covered with a nice mask. Loving every minute.
I'm going to say Tony's just messaged up. Coach Tony, Jade, my first live stream in ages, and I tuned straight back into these shenanigans.
Yeah, plenty of shenanigans.
Unexpected.
Can I just say the privacy screens that you thoughtfully put up around the studio.
Very good.
From my, where I'm standing, sitting.
No privacy at all.
Thoroughly insufficient.
I'm sorry, Hamish. You might have gotten a little bit more than you bargained for.
One way to wake up in the morning, I suppose.
Anyway, say thanks for flowers next to UFM. It's 7:32. Good morning.
Connecting you. Right across Newcastle. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Crevo.
The Novos. All right, Say Thanks with Flowers is up next. It's a beautiful opportunity to, you know, thank someone important in your life or someone who's just done something nice for you. And, you know, you can't give people cash or big expensive gifts all the time, but flowers is a nice gesture because it just shows that you're thinking about them.
Yeah.
Receiving flowers makes you feel so special, doesn't
it? It does. It doesn't just have to be for Mother's Day.
Oh, that's right. It can be any time.
Any time.
Florists will tell you that. There's plenty of opportunities. But we're going to meet someone very special who wants to say thanks with flowers. All thanks to the Posy Post. We're doing it next.
Yeah, newfm.com.au to nominate somebody. Right now, Fallout Boy, Thanks for the Memories. Live across Newcastle at 7:40. Good morning. 105.3 New FM. It's the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo, 7:43. Right now, it's time to say thanks with flowers.
Fresh, pretty posies delivered daily for $37. Theposypost.com.au. The Novos with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Say thanks with flowers.
This is a beautiful opportunity to thank someone important in your life. All you have to do is, of course, nominate online, newfm.com.au, and just tell your story. And we've got a beautiful message here from Patricia, who has wanted to nominate their mum, who's done something very nice.
She's just back on the line now.
Should we have a chat to...
She did drop out, but she's back now.
Let's get Patricia.
Hey, Patricia, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
Oh, we are doing well.
Doing brilliantly. Now, tell us, your mum's pretty special. What's she done?
The last couple of years, she's been very unwell. Been in hospital more times than home. Mm. And at the moment, with everything going on, we're keeping her safe in lockdown.
Yeah.
She's always looked after the family. Her family consists of, like, us five kids, 18 grandchildren, 43 great-grandchildren, and one great-great-grandson.
Oh, wow.
Jeez, you've got a big family, don't you?
Yeah, and for each of those kids, she has always needed a baby blanket or an outfit. And, like, we really appreciate her. And with her not being well and the way things are, we just, you know, would like to say thank you for everything she's done for us all over the years.
What's her name, Patricia?
It's Patricia.
Oh.
That's so good.
That's gorgeous. You know what? I want to cry hearing that. That's beautiful. It sounds like you have an amazing family. And you know what? We're going to send those flowers to her. And I really hope you get to visit her soon.
Thank you. That would be awesome.
That's all yours.
Thank you. It's such a nice story. And it's great to see, like, families taking care of each other in these type of times.
For sure. And, of course, it's all thanks to the Posy Post. Fresh, pretty posies delivered daily for $37. Theposypost.com.au.
And, guys, the butt masks continue. Obviously, we gave ourselves a butt facial if you're just joining us now. And
thanks to Aceology for those.
Yes. And we're actually going to give a pack away. very soon.
Just
as well.
One pack?
Yeah, so it's a pack of three. So we've got one pack. So stick around if you want to win that. And we're going to be taking off our butt facials in a sec.
Yep, of course, the New FM live stream on the New FM Facebook page. The unmasking of the butt masks happening in minutes here on New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
Roxette, listen to your heart live across Newcastle, 105.3 New FM. Dreary day outside today. Shower storms about right now. It's time for the unmasking of the butt mask.
Trying to make a pass, but I can't stop looking at my best friend's wife.
That's right, new thing that everyone's doing, all thanks to Aceology, is butt masks. So if you'd like to give your butt a facial, these are amazing. We put them on at 7:10 this morning, roughly, and you have to keep them on for 10 minutes. These, correct, if you are thinking right now, did Jay just say a butt facial? Yes, I did. We put these masks on our butt. And they've been seeping in, getting hydrated. Crevo, you put on the bouncy butt mask. So
yeah,
you're looking
right.
for firmness and a bit of tightness.
Yeah, apparently. Plump up that 20 bum. Minutes. So that's what we're sitting at. We're pretty much bang on, actually.
Yeah. Right, so well, you're going to take them off?
Take it off first.
All right. Here he goes. He's gone behind the screen. He's going to be pulling his...
Can I just see the patch on your bum, Crevo? Show us your bum.
Like, what do you mean?
Like the pants. I want to see if there's like a...
Just do a princess spin.
Oh, yeah. It looks like you've
mark?
Had it. Yeah.
So, like I've pissed myself.
These are amazing. Obviously, normally you'd be lying down, like face down, relaxing, and the moisture would be really seeping in, but Crevo's pants are a little bit wet.
You really feel it peel off.
Yeah. That's good. That's what you want.
Now, I think the best thing to do when you take these butt masks off is, like, let your bum, like, just be out in the open, free and easy, get the cool air on it.
Let me air it for a second.
You feel the calmness?
No, it feels quite cool, though.
Does your butt feel tighter?
Nah, I can't feel any difference like that.
Oh, please.
Oh, well, there you go.
Look, okay.
How do you feel?
Overall, just moist at the back.
Okay.
Hydrated. That's,
okay, all right,
that's
all right.
Good, because this is what these are all about, hydrating the butt. Okay, so I'm going to get up now and go take mine off. Mine was the Smooth Operator, which had a little green tea and licorice to gently exfoliate and have a calming effect with chamomile for any buttony. So if you go to the gym a lot, you work out and you get spots on your bum, that's what you want. Okay, I'm going to go take mine off.
Here we go, Jade. You're loving this.
I'm in my element.
Here we go. You really are. Okay. All right, you're popping your pants down. Now tell me, Jade, how does it feel?
Oh, amazing. You know what? It's really seeped in.
I was going to sit on Jade's seat then, but it's all wet. I'm not touching that thing.
It smells...
Ew, you're smelling it. What's wrong with you?
It smells amazing. Let me come back around there. Okay, so...
A day to throw at him, throw them a creeper.
It feels so good. So basically, like these masks come in two quarters, right? Or two halves, I should say. One for each cheek. They're really wet when you pull them out, obviously, to put it on. And I'm telling you, my butt has sucked that in. It must have been very dry.
Well, somebody, Liam, is asking on the live stream, where do I buy these?
Okay, so their website is Aceology, so Aceology, Logy.co.
Okay,
and
there you go.
Honestly, and that feels amazing. I'm not one to endorse something for willy-nilly, but...
You're the first to endorse something for a freebie.
No, not if I hate it. Like, I actually do feel... My butt feels amazing, especially with the change of season. Like, I haven't been moisturising my butt. I don't know about you guys.
No, I've never moisturised my butt. Have you, Maddie?
A couple of times.
Really? Yeah, sometimes, like when your skin gets dry.
Okay, so we've got one to give away, don't we?
We do.
Let's take a live call right now. 131009, if your butt needs hydrating, give us a call.
Yes.
Let's have a chat. The lines are open. We'll send one of these out to your house.
You're going
to
get all three butt masks on 131009. So, ladies or gentlemen,
yeah, whoever
no
needs
judgment.
It.
Whoever wants it.
All right, here we go. New FM, hello. Nope, they don't want the butt mask. Okay,
okay, try one more. All right, try one more. Next.
Next line.
New FM, hello.
Yeah, and it's Crumpy.
Hey, Crumpy, how you doing?
Oh, absolutely cracking. I want all of them so I can bloody sell them.
Oh, right.
A shark.
Crumpy, hey, where do I get them from? Aceology.
Crumpy, you need to moisturise your own backside. Oh, don't worry about
mate,
the others.
Yeah, I don't need to worry about anyone else's backside. My ass needs bloody pimples pulled out of it. Like no one's business.
Well, you know what, Crumpy? Center. Do you work out a lot?
Oh, do I work out, my sweetheart? I run an AFL team.
Oh, okay. Yeah, nice. What's your team?
It's Wallsend West Newcastle Swannies.
Yeah,
go
to
Swannies.
Send them out to Sydney. Send them out to Stocko Swannies, new private team.
Oh, nice. Okay, well, mate, like, obviously, like, you'd have a few buttony on your backside working out a fair bit. So, you know what?
Mate,
do you have a girlfriend that you could share this with?
Oh, I've got fucking a few that I can share that with, darling.
Oh, nice. Okay, well, stay on the line there, Crumpy, and we'll hook you up.
All
there
right.
You
thanks,
go.
Thanks, Crumpy.
Thanks for that.
Party at Crumpy's,
but,
eh?
I reckon.
Amazing product.
Party.
Love it.
So it doesn't matter how mask you think you are, it's okay to do some of these things.
Yeah,
you know?
There you go. We've
beauty
all learned something today.
Yeah. Hey, up next on 131009, we're talking L plates. Now, when you're learning to drive, you know, you're meant to take in all of the information. I mean, I'm not one to talk here, and I don't know why you keep putting me on these subjects about learning drivers.
Okay, so basically what...
like, I'm the worst.
That's right. Matty doesn't have his license.
We get it.
We forget that. So, okay, well, basically you get 1,000 hours, roughly, when you're getting your learners.
100, isn't
100.
It?
It's a lot. It's, in my mind, I think it's a bit unnecessary because I went to a driver training school where they teach you dangerous driving, and I reckon that...
When did this happen?
A while ago. It's...
Because I
was a naughty. I had to go to court because of an incident that happened, and I had to go to dangerous driving school. But I'm telling you now, I learnt more at dangerous driving school than I did, like, doing 100 hours in the car with mum and dad. And I think, personally, that, you know, ditch the hours and make sure all the kids have to do this course.
Okay, all
that's,
right.
That's my opinion.
All right, well, we're going to unpack this next after the news. It's 2 minutes past 8 at New FM. Good morning, Newcastle.
The Novos.
New FM.
New FM. Connecting you. Right across Newcastle. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Crevo. The Novos. The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. New FM.
131009 this morning, we are asking you, should all L-plated drivers have to complete the driver training to get their license? And of course, it's the driver training, Naughty Driver School. Now, it's a course you do, and maybe you do something wrong on the road, the court sends you there. And Jade, you reckon it's really useful, and it should be a part of like the main training?
Yeah, I believe it is. I think I learnt more going to the dangerous driving school than I did, you know, trying to rack up my hours with mum and dad in the car.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, it's just completely different. They put you in situations. The one I went to, you basically get to, you know, like they aquaplane and...
All that stuff.
You do all that stuff. So you're put in real life sort of scenarios in a controlled, safe environment. And it came in handy. Like, you know, when I've been in situations on the road. So I think, personally, kids would get more out of it.
Yeah, well, it's in America. Every kid at school does this kind of driver's, like, driving lessons from qualified instructors.
Mm.
And I think it's just a great thing, and we should have it here.
All right, well, what are your thoughts? Maybe you have an idea of what would make it better as well. 131009, taking your calls next after Kygo. Remind me to forget a new FM. Good morning. Okay, go, Miguel, remind me to forget. This is 105.3 New FM with the Novos. Jay, Maddie and Crevo. And this morning, 131009, we want to know, should all learner drivers learn the Naughty Driving School course?
Shut up and drive. Shut up and drive.
This is all because, Jade, you completed, like, this, the driving school, and you said it was actually way more useful than your parents showing you how to drive.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, like incidences, you know, when it's you're driving the car in the rain and there might be like slicker oil on the road and you sort of like you're scared, or if you're aquaplane by accident because there's too much water on the road, like they taught me how to handle that situation and drive. And I've been in like a couple of times where I've had to, you know, get myself out of that situation. And things could have been a lot worse if I never did that course, because I wouldn't have known like what to do.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I personally think that all people learning to get their license should do, like, the dangerous driving course. It should be mandatory.
Do you know what as well? Like, when parents are teaching you how to drive, or whoever teaches you how to drive, I really do think there should be some sort of almost like a government-approved package that you have to do. Like, you know, like, if you're teaching somebody to drive, there's actually quite a lot of things that you need to get through. I think there should be some sort of checklist that, that you know, parents or whoever is doing the training can access and, you know, actually make sure everything's being covered.
Yeah, sort of tick it off. 'Cause, yeah.
I guess it's one of those things where it's hard to do because anyone can just... kids and parents at home, they'll just tick it, say, oh, we just did that, tick, 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 tick.
Yeah, remember it's that, like, time you turned around? Yeah, that's what that was.
Yeah, it's like the hours. Like, I think, you said, Kareem, I think it's 100 hours that they've got to do.
Or maybe 120. Or
some, 120. Something like that. Like, it's so easy to fudge. Like, lots of people do it. Not everyone, but lots of people I have heard do that.
And I think that as a result of that, they should have this, like, a course that you have to do. Go and do, because like, it will teach you to sort of go through all those things. And with the, when you do a driving test, like, I know when I did mine, I got like one lesson from an expert beforehand.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, which RTA are you going to? This one. Oh, I'll just drive you around where they, like, where they exactly go.
Yeah, I think that's just common practice. Like,
which
they know
is
the tricks and, you know,
exactly right. And I feel like a less, like, qualified driver may be able to pass if they use that. Whereas if they've done, like, a course from a professional instructor, you know, going through a number of different things, then at least they've got a good chance of, you know, being a good driver then.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, two very opposite ends of the scale with you two, being in the car, very different experiences. So
talk us through it.
Let's hear it.
So, Crevo, in the car with you, it's very controlled. I almost would go as far as saying, like grandma, grandpa style, but very safe and very, like, by the book.
Yep.
Jade. What? Very, very different.
As
you know what? You do follow the road rules, but you're just so... You should have been cast in Fast and the Furious or something.
Because
sometimes
you take
a few corners too sharp. Can I just point something out?
It's because you've got an Italian race car.
Exactly.
Sports car.
I have. There's a difference. Crevo's driving a van which can topple over at any minute if you take a corner too dangerously. I'm in this little Alfa Romeo sports car, two doors, sunroof down. I'm following the speed limit. But hey, if I want to take a corner a little bit more sharply because it gives, you know, and safely.
Does your husband feel safe when you're driving?
No.
No. I mean, I'm really
no,
safe.
He doesn't.
That's my case. The only, the first time I got in the car where you were driving, we went through a stop sign. So that's all I needed to know. After that, I was like, you know what? In as many situations as possible, I'm going to drive when it's the two of us.
I stopped.
Oh, rolling through is not stopping.
Well, there we go. Jackson, what's the goss up next? What's on the way?
Yo, I'm going to tell you about how Noah Cyrus feels about being Miley Cyrus's little sister. She's done a pretty intense and emotional live stream on Instagram, so I'll play some audio about that. C's dropped a bombshell as well. She's
big
apparently
news.
A mother.
What?
And I'm going to tell you all about that next.
All right, it's coming up after this new FM 105.3. It's 21 past 8. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
105.3, new FM, 26 minutes past 8, guys.
And Crevo, you've been delighting us with What's the Goss for most of the week.
Yeah.
In fact, I think you've done a pretty good job.
Who knew, but no one beats Jackson, right?
Nah, of course not.
Here we go. What's the goss right now?
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
What was the reason?
Coronavirus! But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
What's the goss?
Now, that's what we call pandering, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I didn't have to open it ready.
Yeah, it's called filler.
I did a good job. I was actually full of it. Producer Jackson's been doing What's the Goss all this week. But, hey, When you got to think on your feet, that's what you
Sometimes
do.
Sometimes you don't.
What's the goss, man?
Okay. So let's kick off with the Cyrus family. So Nora Cyrus has just dropped a brand new track, which discusses her sister. Do you want to hear a bit of it?
Yes.
Here we go.
My sister's like sunshine, always bringing good.
She goes on to refer to herself as a rain cloud.
Oh.
And she's done a really emotional Instagram live, pretty much just discussing what it felt like growing up in the shadow of Miley Cyrus.
Being born in the family I was in, everybody gave me such a hard time for having a hard time being, you know, Miley's little sister. But I always felt like I was that person that no one gave about due to what people said to me online, and it was absolutely unbearable.
Oh, I feel really bad for her.
She sounds like she's going through some stuff.
I think she's so talented, Noah Cyrus. Oh, I think her music is so good. She really does stand on her own two feet.
Yeah, oh, it's awesome.
But I understand that would be hard. Like, being Miley Cyrus's sister, always being overshadowed, overlooked, everyone giving you crap because, you know, you're basically nothing. I get where she's coming from.
I think the tables are definitely turning, though. She's really starting to build a big career for herself. You know what? I'd love to be Miley's little brother.
Little brother?
Oh. Well, yeah. I mean, I don't
depends
think
if you want to be
Miley, but
famous,
just,
though. Like, if,
no, I just want her money.
Imagine competing. Oh, well, there you go.
Well, that's a separate issue.
I'll be anyone's little anything if you give me money. Let's move on to Sia, who's adopted 2 19-year-olds.
I actually adopted 2 sons last year. They're both 19 years old now. They were aging out of the foster care system. Yeah, and I love them. But they're both doing things that are really good for them right now. They're really doing a lot of, like, educational stuff that's good for them.
So
what a surprise.
That came out of nowhere. Apparently it's 2 kids from a reality TV show over in the States called Foster. She tweeted that she wanted to adopt them and then apparently went through with it. She just had to get her home checks did, and she tracked these kids down.
Do you know what I think is really good about this? She's actually giving them a fighting chance in life. Like, even though, you know, they're 19 years old, they don't need adopting, but it's so good. Like,
well,
she's a
gesture,
I feel.
Well, apparently they even live with her. So she was describing how they're getting through the COVID-19 lockdown over in LA, and she said that they're all just getting through it together in her house.
That's awesome.
Real talk. And Jackson, this is more aimed at you. Would you adopt a teenager?
Yeah, for sure.
I think I would too.
I wouldn't, only because I think it would be a lot harder. Like, they've gone through so much. You'd be dealing a lot more with their baggage and whatnot. I know that's why you're probably adopting them, because you want to help them through all that. But you're just taking on so much more compared to taking on a toddler or
a
baby.
That's why I think it's a very selfless thing that Sia's done.
Oh, 100%. But I'm just, that's my, what I'd do.
Would you, Crevo?
I don't know. I mean, I just, if I was faced with a certain situation where it was, you know, somebody I knew or had a connection with, then possibly. I just haven't come to that bridge yet to even be faced with that issue. But it's really amazing she's done, especially in America. I don't know, I'm guessing it's over there, because the system to help, like, people that don't have, say, a job or educational prospects is zero, really, over there. It's really tough for young people who are out on their own. So good on her for really helping 2 people have a great chance at life.
Yeah, for sure. Well, good on Sia. I love Sia. So nice. Thank
she
you,
is
Jackson.
Pretty cool. But, guys, after this mother-in-law update, she has basically been staying at my place since she got back from America. And I realised she's been training me for her future plan. So I'll fill you in about it in a sec.
There's always something happening. Yeah, isn't always
something.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Before
you go. Top of 19 degrees on the coast and at Maitland today, 18 around the lake. This is 105.3 New FM. And this morning we're talking about Jade's family.
That we are, because my mother-in-law, basically, if you're wondering why she's staying with me because of all the restrictions, she got booted out of America because my father-in-law's posted there with the Air Force.
Yep.
So basically they were sending people home to Australia to get them back here before the lockdown with the pandemic. So She's with us. And I'm actually loving it because my house is very clean. It's so clean. It's a mother's thing. They just love to get in and clean. And I'm cool. I'm like, clean away. She's like, oh, I'm sorry. Do you want me to stop? I'm like, no.
No.
Keep going. Please. Do more. Don't feel like you're treading on my toes doing too much cleaning.
Get up and do the gutters, would you, as well, while you're at it?
Well, she actually brought that up. It's funny you say that. It's actually really funny. I'm loving it. And then I cottoned on to something. Gutters. So
puppy pee pads.
Yeah, last weekend, right, we went for that really long walk. My mother-in-law and I with the three chihuahuas. And I said that, you know, I took them, like, on this walk. Halfway they walked there. On the way back, they were in the pram. But I said to my mother-in-law, I said, hey, Monica, do you want to push the pram? Because I have a dog pram that I put them in. Mm. She's like, no, you do it. I thought, oh, that's strange. You'd think you'd get a buzz out of pushing the three chihuahuas in the pram. And I was thinking, okay, then. And then that was the first incident, right? Uh-huh. Second incident, later on, one afternoon, getting ready for dinner, we're in the car, and she's like, oh, do you have any chili flakes at home? I said, no, I don't think so. How do you not know if you don't have chili flakes? I said, I don't know. I said, have you been to our house? Most likely we don't. She said, oh, so do you have any cheese? I said, no, I think we're out. And then she kept rattling. I said, Monica, I love you, but you know I don't cook. We're not people that live in our kitchen. So I said, chances are we have nothing. So we need to go get everything. She was like, oh, okay. She's like, well, I need the chicken. We need to get some chicken, but she's thinking about it. She's like, but I don't like cooking the chicken, like cutting up the chicken. I said, since when? I lived with them for a long period of time at one point, a good 3 years. And she was cooking chicken left, right and center. She's like, no, I don't like to cut up the raw meat. And I'm thinking to myself, that's weird. That's just a phobia that's just recently developed. So I was like, okay, that's number two, all right? The third thing is, right, this is what alerted me to her future plan. So I'm potting around. When we went on one of our other walks, I've been walking a lot. I was getting cuttings while I was out. I thought, oh,
stealing people's plants, no, classic but Jade.
Not on their side of the fence. There were plants that were on the opposite, the pedestrian side. So I got a couple of cuttings.
Very puzzled.
And then so we were potting all these plants and everything, and then we were in my sunroom. She's like, oh, look, we really need to spin some of these plants around so some of them are growing more on the other side because they're not getting enough light. I said, okay. So I'm in there, I'm moving plants around, and then she's like, oh, there's this really heavy one. So I've lifted it up and I've moved it over. She's like, make sure you bend with your knees. I said, I am. And she goes, there'll be none of that when you're pregnant. There'll be no moving around any of these plants. So then I thought to myself, that's what she's doing. She's getting me ready to be a mother, getting me in the kitchen wanting to learn how to cut chicken up and so not Monica's pushing the pram because she wants me to get that mother vibe happening, that cluckiness.
Jade, Monica's trying to baby trap you.
She is. I worked it out. And I was like, I know where you're up to now. And she didn't deny it.
So you asked her?
Yeah.
What did she say?
She said, well, I'd really like a grandchild. You know, you can't leave it too long. Ben's okay, but us women, you can't leave these things too long. I said, okay. And then that obviously led down the road of, you know,
her lecture.
Does Ben really not want a child, Jade? I don't believe it. And I was like, oh, here we go. Like, how do I get out of this one? But I cottoned on the plan. I was like, she's just trying to get me all clucky and prep me ready to be a mum.
I was actually thinking about it. It's funny you say that, Jade, a few weeks ago. And I think it's totally fine. Some people just don't want children. And it's not up to parents to pressure people to
We have spoken about this on the show once before. I'm like, I'm just saying I'm open. Like, if it happens, it happens. If not, I'm okay.
Yeah.
But it's just, you know, one of those things. But, God, the pressure coming from both mothers right now is insane. It's next level.
Just think, Jade, Like, in 12 months, your house could be very different. I mean, the mother-in-law's already moved in. Imagine if you had a child. It'd be like your version of Modern Family.
You know what's funny, though? Like, don't joke about it. She said to me, which I love, and it's, she's like, look, don't, you don't have to worry about childcare. She's like, I'll move in with you guys. I'll look after the baby. She said, just have it, and I'll look after it. I'm not kidding. She said, and I'm happy to move in, and you don't need to worry about anything. You can keep going to work and focusing on your career. And I actually thought about it, and I was like, you know what? That's not a bad deal. Like,
Jade, don't do that because you've got a good deal on the table.
Well, hey, you know, it's one of those things you've got to be thinking about, though. Childcare is expensive.
What if her partner comes back from America, and he, you have him there, too?
Oh, he'll be all right. Luke will be fine.
He's in the
Air Force. He can go into marriage. Quarters on the base, and he can visit.
He lives separately from his wife.
Hey, you know what? People will do that for their grandkids and their children.
I can't believe the 360 you've done on this issue, Jade.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm. Offer a freebie.
Jade loves a freebie. Free childcare. Oh, the kid then.
Oh, going to check in with Hamish next for the latest to close the show. It's 8:51. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos. The latest with Hamish.
That's right. Here he is, the man, Hamish. Tell us the latest, please, mate.
Rightio. Okay, so let's look at the latest figures first. Only 2 new cases of coronavirus in New South Wales in the last 24 hours, one of whom was a traveller from Victoria, the other was a student at the St. Ignatius Riverview, very exclusive school in Sydney, and that's actually forced its closure, temporary closure. Yeah, she's also standing firm on her calls to reopen state borders. She's denied that she's bullied other states into reopening their borders, a la Queensland, WA and South Australia. She says it's important to have a conversation, and that's what she's trying to do. She's not trying to bully them for crying out loud.
Do you think this is her first steps into maybe national politics? Because it's quite a big deal for a state premier to have a go at her counterparts in other states. It feels like there's maybe a little toe being dipped into that.
Possibly.
Pond.
I think New South Wales is in a bit of a... It's in a position where it can probably do so. It is regarded as the gateway into Australia during the coronavirus.
Yeah.
So we are actually dealing with any people returning from overseas, and getting them back into their individual states. We're playing host to a lot of people from other states in New South Wales at the moment. So
I think we're doing a great job.
Oh gosh, absolutely. I think the entire country is, and I think that was her point. We need to start looking a little bit further ahead.
I was saying to my friend yesterday, actually, we're having a conversation about it. Remember when Scott Morrison was like, you know, first announced the official lockdown, people were arguing the fact that it wasn't correct and it should be a total lockdown like New Zealand.
Mm.
He got it right. Sometimes you just have to trust them, you know?
Experts are whispering in his ears. So, you know, and trusting them is, I think, the key in this sort of situation.
Yes, I think hopefully one of the takeaways we'll get out of this entire thing is that listen to the experts.
Listen
to the scientists, dare I say. Something that Premier Gladys Berejiklian has confirmed is that they are looking into ways to reopen nail salons and other beauty therapy businesses. They have been one of the big losers out of the coronavirus. They've been shut down indefinitely, but they are looking at ways in which they can reopen under strict quarantine and you know, health regulations first. That could happen as early as June.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good news for a lot of people. And look, I know this is a sensitive thing for many people to hear, but there are US researchers say 2 studies in monkeys have found evidence that surviving COVID-19 could result in immunity from reinfection. Now, that's not to say that we shouldn't look at ways to find a cure or a vaccine. It is actually... this is a science thing, but it is a promising sign for vaccines that they can develop antibodies for vaccines.
Yeah.
So it is actually a good sign for that we could actually develop a vaccine.
Cool. That's a really good sign.
That's what we need.
Yeah. And I know people are sensitive about tests on animals, but you know, it happens. And this is an important study that they're doing in the US.
Yeah, well, thank you for that, Hamish.
No worries, guys.
Interesting.
Producer Jackson, up next with 105 commercial free. What's on the way?
Zara Larson.
I was listening to her on the way to work this morning.
Oh, you're going
to
get a whole lot more in 105 commercial free. I can't believe she won, like, X Factor. I didn't know that about her. I was just Googling her before.
Do you know what this song... I love it. It just makes you feel good.
It does.
It's a good vibe.
She's actually a really cool chick. Sweet Dreams as well.
Classic.
A bit of a throwback track, which I absolutely love. And I love this one. It's brand new stuff.
Music's great today.
Yeah, very exciting.
Sam Smith, Demi Lovato. Hey, let us know what you think about it at newfm.com.au as well.
Yeah, rate the music, of course. It takes under 10 minutes and you could be walking away with a Yumbo Rama feast delivered to your door. Rate the music now, newfm.com.au for your chance to win that
beauty.
Alrighty, guys. Welcome back, Maddie. And we're doing it all again tomorrow as a full time.
Yeah, alright. Yeah. We're back tomorrow. We'll see you then. Have a great day, Newcastle. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Felicia.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.